From the book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Here we see in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, the fullness of God's timing when it comes to bringing forth the Lord Jesus Christ. The fullness of God's timing, as we will see, developing the nation of Israel to receive the Messiah, and the fullness of God's timing to bring forth the church. Oftentimes, we have heard the term the 400 years of silence in the scriptures, and we know as students of the Bible, this refers to the 400 years of silence in the writing of scripture between the book of Malachi and the book of Matthew. However, the term 400 years of silence in scripture does not refer to God being silent, for God is fulfilling prophecy in the scriptures to carry forth a plan, orchestrating human events to set forth the perfect timing for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the nation of Israel to receive their Messiah, and for the Gentiles to be a part of the believers in time as Jew and Gentile will come together and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, bringing forth the church. Galatians 4 and 4, in the fullness of time. Yes, God is not silent, fulfilling scripture and prophecy, orchestrating world events. During these 400 years, we see that the Persian Empire, as prophesied in Daniel chapter 2, 7 and 8, is on the world stage as a leader. In 480 BC, their fall comes at the hand of the Grecian Empire, spoken of also in Daniel chapter 2, 7 and 8, as power is moved and shifted from the east to the west. The Persian Empire falls under the hand of the Grecian Empire, approximately 333 BC, as Alexander the Great, prophesied in Daniel chapter 8, comes to power. These scriptures being fulfilled with such power that when Alexander the Great was shown these scriptures about himself, that he bypassed the destruction of the city of Jerusalem, understanding and receiving that he was the individual spoken of as the head of the Grecian Empire. These human events and others, and the orchestration of empires spoken of in the scriptures. Acts chapter 17, verse 26 says that God hath made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. God orchestrating empires during these 400 years to shift power from the east to the west, to set forth the perfect scenarios to bring forth the Messiah. During this time of the Grecian Empire rising up, we see that the Greek language was spread throughout the known world, and because of that, we have the exact language of scripture that is brought forth only from the Greek language. For example, we have one word for love used often in English. The Greeks have four words for love to bring precision to their language and to the meaning. The word storge in the Greek means a family type of love. The word eros in the Greek means a type of fleshly, passionate love. The word philio in the Greek means a brotherly love, and the word agape in the Greek means a divine, godlike love. From this, we have the precision of scripture written in the New Testament, the original language of Greek. From this time frame also, these 400 years of so-called silence, we have the development of the Septuagint scripture, which is the Greek translation of the Old Testament, where hundreds of prophecies are quoted in the New Testament from this particular translation, the Septuagint translation. During this time of the 400 years of silence, we have the rise of the Roman Empire, approximately 200 BC. As a result, Roman roads are developed, connecting the known world, which would be the veins and arteries to transmit the gospel to each individual. We also have, during this time, Roman laws being instituted, Roman invention, ingenuity, which sets forth the promulgation of the gospel. Minimal wars are being had at this time because of the Roman Empire being the dominant military force of the known world. During the time of the rising of the Roman Empire, we see the rise of Caesars and the rise of puppet rulers such as Herod and others. This bringing forth the opportunity of choice, as the Jews and Gentiles who have to choose which is their king, the coming Christ or a human Caesar or puppet ruler. During this time, we see the rise of the Jewish Maccabean family, cleansing the temple and instituting Hanukkah, the feast of dedication found in John chapter 10. Here in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, God is setting forth his perfect timing, orchestrating world empires and human events to set forth the precise time to bring forth the coming of Christ, that individuals, families, and nations will have the opportunity to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. God fulfilling prophecy during this time in his perfect timing, as Genesis 3:15, Numbers 24:17, Deuteronomy 18:15, all speak of the coming Messiah. Isaiah 53, the suffering Messiah. Isaiah 7:14, Psalm 22, Psalm 69, Micah 5:2, all speaking of the coming of the Messiah. Malachi 4, verses 5 through 6, speaking of the coming of John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ, and the perfect timing, heralding the way of Christ. Prophecy after prophecy being fulfilled, scripture after scripture being fulfilled in God's perfect timing. The 400 years of silence between Malachi and Matthew, the writing prophets, was really God screaming out to all that he is fulfilling prophecy, orchestrating human events and empires to bring forth the perfect timing of the coming of Christ, the optimal time. The time when all the world will have the opportunity to come to know Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.